When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The vibes have vastly improved, I would have to say, around the Pittsburgh Penguins organization this week, whether that be from the players in the locker room, whether that be from the fans and social media engagement. It seems like while not all is cured with the Pittsburgh Penguins, the back-to-back wins that they had on Tuesday night against Arizona and Wednesday night in Montreal have sprung a little bit of positivity into Penguins land, and that's always a great thing. Not only did they win two games, but the power play has gone 4-for-8 over the past two at 50%. That's more than you could have asked for when getting out of the slump. You hope that that can continue, but they now could be getting a very important piece back into the lineup later tonight. Ricard Raquel has not played since November 19th. In the Penguins' 3-0 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights, he's been on long-term injured reserve in the meantime, dealing with an upper body injury. But however, he has begun skating over the past week, and just as recent as yesterday, he joined the Pittsburgh Penguins at practice in a full contact capacity. And as we've seen over the Mike Sullivan era, that is the last step of the process before return to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He took line rushes on Friday and also some power play reps. So all positive signs surrounding the Pittsburgh Penguins' top six right wing. Mike Sullivan didn't go as far to say that he is going to have Raquel back on Saturday night, but he is very encouraged by the progress that Ricard Raquel has made in his return from injury, saying, quote, "Well, we'll see how he responds. We'll take it day to day, but we're certainly encouraged with what we saw out there today." Raquel, this season, has had a pretty rough go of it. 0 goals in his first 17 games of action before his injury. He did pick up 4 assists, but at the end of the day, that is not the numbers, that is not the stats, that is not the production that was expected of him or that he expects of himself. Despite those poor counting stats, he did have very solid underlying numbers playing on the second line with Evgeny Malkin and with Riley Smith. He had 56% of the shot attempts at 5-on-5, on the ice for 55.59% of the expected goals at 5-on-5, and he also accounted for 56.8% of the scoring chances at 5-on-5 as well. So not playing poorly, but not taking advantage of any of his opportunities, and extremely ice cold when it comes to scoring goals. Let's not forget, Ricard Raquel, as recently as last season, scored 28 goals for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He tied the lead on this team in power play goals last season as well. He scored 11 on the man advantage. This is a guy that the Pittsburgh Penguins have simply to score goals, and he wasn't able to do that. And then he got injured. That's a tough place to be for a guy in Ricard Raquel, who coming into this season was probably expecting to have it go just as similarly as last year. Not completely smooth, but Ricard Raquel was an asset a very, very important asset for the Pittsburgh Penguins last season. And by the time he was injured, he was probably up there as one of the most maligned Penguins in the organization. He is looking at this return, if it indeed does happen tomorrow, he's looking at his return from injury as an opportunity to start fresh on the 2023-24 season, saying, quote, "Obviously, I was in a pretty dark place when everything went down, but I think I've got some time now to process this. For me, it's just trying to look at this as a fresh start. New opportunities are out there, and just try to play my game and reset." That's all the Pittsburgh Penguins can ask of him. Yes, the 17 games played with no goals is a black mark on his record. But going out with injury, hopefully coming back healthy now, Rickard Rakell has a chance to come back into the Penguins lineup and be a difference maker. Especially with the injury to Brian Rust right now, they need healthy right wings. They brought in Jesper Järvi earlier in the week as a right wing, as a potential gap filler for the Pittsburgh Penguins on the right side. But again, they haven't signed him to a full contract. He's still here on a tryout agreement, a free agent tryout agreement that is going to run out here in just about six days. And we'll see what their decision is on him. Rickard Rakell is a major, major piece for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And if they get him back, whether that be tonight or whether that be this week, whenever they return home to take on the Minnesota Wild, it'll be a massive, massive return for the Pittsburgh Penguins. With a fresh start that he's talked about, and Kyle Dubas, I think, has mentioned the same exact thing about Rickard Rakell, comes fresh line mates. Sort of. He joined Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel at practice on Friday, a duo that he has not played with all season after finding a lot of success last year. For some reason, and again, part of that might be because of what Brian Rust was able to do on the first line with Crosby and Jake Guentzel, but for some reason, despite all the struggles of Rakell, Mike Sullivan wanted to keep him with Malkin and Riley Smith. Part of that might have been those successful underlying numbers for that trio, because despite the fact that Rakell wasn't scoring earlier in the season, Malkin was scoring earlier in the season, Riley Smith was scoring earlier in the season, so they were getting results from that line, albeit not from Rickard Rakell himself. So maybe that's why he kept him there, but he never decided to move him back with Crosby and Guentzel, a duo that, like I mentioned, was very successful with Rickard Rakell on the right side last season. Last year, together, underlying-wise, Rakell, Crosby, and Guentzel accounted for 58% of the expected goals for when on the ice, 59.9, so almost 60% of the scoring chances at even strength, and over 60%, 60.27% of the high danger chances at 5-on-5. So if all goes according to plan, if that line, as we expect it to look, looks like it did last season, the Pittsburgh Penguins will have a solid piece on the right side. I don't want to take anything away from Drew O'Connor. I think what you saw from him in the top six is what you can expect from him in the top six. He brought what he could. Good forechecking, solid ability to go in and create havoc in the offensive zone, but what he had in those two skill sets, he lacked when it came to finishing ability and really just playing to that tier. Did he look out of place with Crosby? No, but at the same time, does he look much better? And you even saw it in Montreal when Mike Sullivan put Vinny Hinostroza on that top line and bumped Drew O'Connor back down to the third line. Does he look like he fits a lot much better? A lot much better. Does he fit a lot better on the third line with Lars Eller and Radim Zahorna? He does. Does he look like he's in a much better role in that position? He does. So good on him for stepping up when the Penguins needed him with a lot of injuries to their forward core, but it's certainly better to have a guy of Rakell's caliber up there and a guy of Drew O'Connor's caliber in a perfect position for himself. It's a major boost to the forward lineup to get these players in positions where they can succeed.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
And that is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Now, the one thing I will say before we go, because I'm very excited about the return of Raquel. I know a lot of people are going to look at it and say, I mean, the guy didn't score any goals in 17 games. I think you're going to see a much different Ricard Raquel if he plays later tonight, against Toronto. Much different player than you saw in the first 17 games of the season. But the last thing I'll mention is Vinny Hinostroza was placed on waivers yesterday to make room for Ricard Raquel, because if they want Raquel to play tonight, they had to send somebody through waivers and send somebody down by the time the game starts. They chose Vinny Hinostroza. To me, I'm not exactly what the appeal of sending him back in favor of a guy like Jansen Harkins, personally. Neither have been tremendous. Neither are top six guys in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Neither are guys that, to this point of the season, have garnered an opportunity to stick at the NHL level. But I do feel personally that Vinny Hinostroza has been better than Jansen Harkins. Now, Harkins, I hear it from the coaching staff. I hear it from a lot of different corners of the Penguins universe that Harkins is getting better and better as time goes on. Great. Good. He started very lowly, so hopefully he's getting better. He did score the shootout winner on Wednesday, but I still feel that watching these two play, Vinny Hinostroza has more to give for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So I'm not exactly sure why Hinostroza found himself on waivers today. We have to wait until 2 o'clock p.m. today to find out if he clears and is eligible to be sent back. If he doesn't clear, it opens up the roster spot. If he does clear, then it becomes, can Raquel play or not? If he can play, then Hinostroza is going to get sent down. If he cannot play, then Hinostroza will likely be in the lineup. But again, Raquel took line rushes. He took power play reps on the second unit, which is a big thing as well. Valtteri Puustinen stays on the top unit despite the return of Ricard Raquel. But it is curious to me what the Pittsburgh Penguins see in Jansen Harkins. And I hope it works out for him. I do. But my personal opinion, from what I've seen so far in the games that Harkins and Hinostroza have played and the practice reports that I've read on both of these two, it seems curious that Hinostroza would be the guy to be sent down. Now, part of that might be they expect somebody else to join the lineup and Harkins might be a healthy scratch. They want to get Hinostroza some ice time. I'm not sure what goes into this decision, but it is one that certainly piqued my interest a little bit whenever I saw the notification come across yesterday around 2 p.m. So we'll monitor that situation. We'll monitor Ricard Raquel and see if he does, in fact, return tonight. Penguins at the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Kyle Dubas Bowl Part 2. Penguins are up 1-0 this season. When the Pens and the Maple Leafs match up, they had a 3-2 victory about a month ago. We'll see what they're able to do on Hockey Night in Canada tonight. Hopefully they can extend their win streak to 3 games and we can enjoy the positive vibes that I was talking about continue through the weekend. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.